League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Astros play baseball at 6:05 today. As soon as we're off the air, the Astros game is on. Alex Bregman, when he's not hitting in the top four spots in the lineup, is a pretty good baseball player. Unless there's a runner at third with less than two outs, then he still stinks.
A lot of variables to be considered.
Wink, wink, Astros play at 6:05 with their currently lead. Don't use Presley in the eighth. We're watching the game, obviously, from the corner of our eye, the game that starts at 6:05. Apollo Dez, who is like the ringleader, co-founder of Apollo Houston, really good follow on Twitter. They were doing some sort of fundraiser thing where they're like live streaming for 24 hours yesterday. Pretty cool. But he tweeted out, and we were watching from the corner of my eye. I didn't see it. Maybe you did. Jose Altuve struck out in his last at bat, and he fired his helmet. He spiked his helmet.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, apparently he spiked his helmet, which Jose Altuve, you know, he doesn't really do that. So frustration's mounting with Jose Altuve.
A little fire.
He went down to a knee on that strikeout. It was an embarrassing strikeout.
I think he needs a day off. I think he's hurt. But I think he definitely needs a day off. Like, we're trying to figure out ways to get Mauricio Dubon more in the lineup. How about playing him at second base once to give Altuve a day off? I think Pena needs a day off too, quite frankly.
I mean, look, I don't like the fact that you know Dusty didn't like to ride the hot hand sometimes for it because of the fact that he believes so much in giving these guys consistent days off. But you look at the guys that have had little to no days off in this run to try and get back in to respectability and more. It's a long season, 29 games in 30 days. There are some guys that need some time off.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So is this a compliment? Big-time respect, question mark, Ron Burgundy, for the Texans. Pro Football Focus, they did their roster ranking of every team in the NFL. Where would you have the Texans roster? Like, you're just trying to do a blind ranking. Houston Texans roster, much improved, a year of development, year two, D'Amico Ryans. Where would you blind rank them if you're a blind ranking?
Top 10 for sure. I don't think they're better than Frisco, Philly.
This is a very slow blind ranking.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'll just say
very, very slow.
Sorry, eight.
Oh, that's really good. Really good. They're seven. The Pro Football Focus is blind. So is that, before we take a look at who is ahead of them, is that a compliment? Is it a compliment that the Houston Texans have the seventh best roster in the NFL?
I think it is. I think it should be. I think because of the fact that a year ago at this time, we were talking about potentially the worst wide receiver room to start the season. The way we were breaking things down, it turned out a little differently than that. But from the standpoint of the way the roster looked, from the standpoint of they were just transitioning from the fighting Rex Burkheads to a roster that was actually going to put some legitimate talent and some veterans on this roster that could play, you didn't expect it to come that quickly. And then with the season that they had, the breakouts all over the place, the fact that you got the right coach and the right coaches and then the right players to go with it, and then you took coupled all of that with the ability to get really aggressive in the offseason with trades, with free agency, and then had a good draft, I think that it's more than respectability when you start talking about the fact that this is a team that now is considered one of the top 10 best teams in football. The roster should mirror that, and it does. I think it is a compliment.
Yeah, I would have it as a compliment as well. I think we're, especially, like, should we factor in where they were a year ago? Like, should that be part of the calculus here?
From a roster standpoint, I think it is.
Yeah, because I don't like doing the revisionist history thing a whole lot. Like, here is your standard for the year, and let's see if you live up to it or if you don't. So, like, the fact that they were 30, 31st, 32nd a year ago, to me, shows more about their plight than it should be factored into who they are this year. Like, whenever I look at the 2024 Houston Texans, the fact that 2 years ago they were a bottom three team in the NFL, according to everybody, that is not how I'm holding my expectations for the Texans this year. I'm holding my expectations for the Texans this year as if they're a team that went to the division round of the playoffs last year, that won the division, and that is universally a top 10 team in the NFL.
That's fair, but that's also the reason why I said what I said, because of from a roster-based standpoint, I was the guy saying that I didn't believe that this roster was upper echelon rosters in the NFL. I believe that that they had so many holes to fill still, and there were so many weaknesses on this roster a year ago. It's really difficult to basically turn a roster upside down in a positive direction and get and put the entire thorough roster together that's capable of being one of the better rosters in the NFL in 1 year's time. Just the same way they were able to do it with the season that they put together. We knew the schedule wasn't what it is this year, but we also know sometimes teams get hot. Look at the team that won 9 games in a row, the Texans, that 1 year. I don't think anybody thought that was a fantastic team. They found a way to pull those games out. But from a roster standpoint, to turn it around in a year's time from how bad I thought they were a year ago, to see the fact that I didn't think they were going to be as aggressive as they were in free agency, to then couple that with the two big trades that got you a premier wide receiver and a running back, I think that that's why I brought that in.
The teams that are ahead of them, San Fran, I have no problem with San Fran being ahead of the Texans. I think they have...
That's number one overall?
Yeah, I don't know if they're the best roster in the NFL.
Philly's right there.
I don't know. I like Kansas City, but I get skewed because of Pat Mahomes. I like Detroit's roster a whole lot, too.
Detroit's solid.
Kansas City's two. Number three is Philly, so you're right there with Philly. Number four is the Jets. I think we're sleeping on the Jets a little bit. Now, well, they're huge, huge question mark at quarterback because, you know, Rodgers has a messed up Achilles or blisters, whatever the story is. That roster is pretty dang good, though.
No, the one thing that I would say is not only did they beef up the skill positions, but the biggest glaring weakness, other than the uncertainty at quarterback, was the offensive line, which was looked really awful all of last season, no matter who was that quarterback. And maybe that was part of the reason why Rodgers got the pressure when the Achilles went. But you know that Rodgers is not that mobile. He does run from time to time, but he needs help. They did that. They got Tyron Smith. They added offensive linemen. They drafted the big kid out of Penn State. They went and bolstered the offensive line. Their skill positions on both sides are really, really, really good. Their defense is damn good. So if Rodgers can be anywhere just healthy, the fact is that team is capable of being a playoff team immediately.
Yeah, 713-780-ESPN. After the Jets at four, they have Baltimore at five. No problem there. It's interesting that Baltimore is not the second AFC team, though. I would have Baltimore ahead of the Jets. Six is Detroit, and then seven is the Houston Texans. So okay. The Texans are fourth in the AFC, seventh in the NFL.
Where's Green Bay?
I knew you'd ask that.
Well, because they got a ton. Everybody, they
spent because you're a Packer fan.
Well, no, it's because they said that they had the youngest roster in the NFL, and they've blown a ton of number one picks across the board.
That's why you're asking where Green Bay's at.
Yeah, I'm
but it's not because you're a Packer fan.
I actually have.
You can admit when you're being a homer.
Yeah, it's fine.
No,
it's
but
fine.
I've been more of a Texas fan than a Packer fan in the last year and a half.
Why didn't you ask where Miami is or Cleveland's
well,
at?
Because I'm thinking about teams with young rosters full of talent.
That you follow and love.
That have great quarterback play?
Oh, no, they don't.
Green Bay's
upper
number 13.
Echelon quarterback 13. Play.
Okay. Yeah, 13.
All right. And how far is Buffalo?
As you
falling?
Wear a Milwaukee shirt today.
Baltimore's like, what, 15?
Yeah, look at you try to. No, Baltimore's not 15.
I mean,
15.
Not Baltimore. Buffalo.
Buffalo's 10. Oh, Buffalo's right. At number 10. So that's the third best AFC team in the NFL. 4071 says Texans are top five. Top five is tough. I don't think I have them in my top five. 4-0, he also says they're definitely final four contenders. I would say that they're final four contenders. So in this case, that's AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. I think they are contenders there, but I definitely think they're outside looking in. Because, I mean, KC Baltimore for me.
To me, but Kansas City's on a different level right now because they're the two-time champs. But I think it's really comes down to can they compete with Baltimore? Can they compete with roster-wise, talent-wise, the Ravens? And I think that they've closed the gap by a large margin because of what they've done this offseason, because they bolstered the defense, because they've added better skill position players. So I think that they've closed the gap. Now we just have to see how that translates on the field when the two teams play.
713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can weigh in on that. Is 7 too high? Is it too low for the Texans? Is it just about right? Also, are we buying these bold NFL predictions? It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, we know the NBA playoffs are heating up. Got a big game again tonight. It's the perfect time to get your game on with mybookie.ag. By getting your game on, that means make it more interesting. Put some money down. If you got a hunch, if you know some things or see some things, you want to put down some money on some things, you go to mybookie.ag because you can bet from anywhere, anytime, and you never miss a shot to cash in on a play. What I mean by that is you can even live stream and bet on the games right from the sports book, giving you everything you need to decide. Cash out or let it ride. MyBookie really makes it easy to get paid. Tons of boosted props, slam dunk parlays. New boosts are now posted on the daily. It's more than just a sports book, too. Buzzer beaters, underdog upsets, a community to share all your excitement with while you're watching games and making bets. And even when there's no games going on, you can have there are dealers standing by, live dealers, mind you, for casino games like poker and blackjack. It's all fantastic. It's all at one site. It's mybookie.ag. And because you listen to us and you're looking at mybookie.ag as a possible option to put money down, I need you to tell you our promo code is bet975. You use that because you can get limited time bonuses when you sign up and make your first deposit, or if you're an existing customer and you're reloading. Either way, when you use that bonus, instantly you will find more money in your account and you will have more opportunities to actually get more money, bet on more games, and cash in with more wins. It's fantastic. As I always tell you, bet anything, anytime, anywhere. With the only place I tell you to do it, it's mybookie.ag, and use that promo code bet975.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
He's Blank, I'm Branham. And the catcher thing, by the way. And, who's the better catcher for the Astros, Victor Caratini or Yiner Diaz? Sometimes we see things coming. Sometimes it's eye test, you know? It's Papa, what would you say about Dusty? Papa's gut feelings?
Yeah. Papa's got
I mean, these eyes don't fail us. These eyes are better than analytics. These eyes are better than sabermetrics. Everybody's bashing us. What do you mean Caratini's a better catcher than Yiner Diaz right now? Yeah, what do we mean? 713-780-ESPN. I'll get into these bold NFL predictions in a moment. They announced that a Hard Knocks is going to be in Chicago. They're going to be with the Bears in this training camp, which for me, that's going to be fun. Caleb Williams, whether you like him or not, entertaining, yes. Receiving corps that they have, entertaining. Remember all the drama they had last year where the FBI was showing up to their facility? I don't think that's going to be happening again, but you never know with Hard Knocks. That'll be a fun Hard Knocks team, I think.
Did that coach is no longer with him, right?
He's still there. They kept him.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be interesting with Caleb Williams for sure. And the
Matt Eberflus, who looks like the president from Scandal.
Okay. Could see it.
He does. Yeah. I don't know the actor's name, but he looks like him.
I could definitely see that being a very interesting scenario playing out. Sweat on the defense helps them. He's kind of a personality. That should be fun. I'll tune in for that.
What is the aren't they having an off-season one, Brian? An off-season Hard Knocks?
Right? Yeah, they're doing both. They're having an off-season one with the Giants.
So Giants are the team.
Giants are the off-season one, and there's going to be an in-season that'll start up in like October, November.
It'll be like Madden.
Was it
GM.
Miami last year in-season?
They've done Arizona, Indianapolis, and I believe Miami. Miami been the three in-season.
I watch them
teams.
All. I'm a fan of the Hard Knocks. Now, I don't think it's as good as it used to be, but I still watch them all. I'm a sucker for reality sports television. Yeah. I watch all the Netflix stuff, the F1, the golf one, the tennis one. They didn't continue that one. That one got canned. Mm. That one got the pink slip. But I watch all of them. I'm a fan of them.
You'd laugh at me because last night ESPN, there was no Astros game until late. And so I flipped on ESPN.
Were you in bed by the time the Astros played?
No.
Did you sleep?
I was watching it.
Supper at 5?
No. Have my schedule. And really. And
man, I know your schedule.
And I'm talking about my home with everything going on at home, too. The fact of the matter was, is they were playing the Last Dance again. Every time it's on, I will dial back in, and you catch something that you didn't catch the first time.
How many times have you watched that thing?
A couple times. When it's on, I like watching
through?
Some of the episodes.
All 10 hours?
No.
Just bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces. I had it on, and there were a couple times Lisa's like, what are you doing? I was like, I didn't realize that when they were doing the whole, when B.J. Armstrong got in Michael's head and the excuses that he was using again for motivation and stuff. And I was like, and then when he made the comeback, those kind of things. But yeah, that I love the documentary stuff and the behind the scenes stuff. I love Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it's a fun. The
what's the guy that narrates them all? The actor
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
Yeah, he's he met Rodgers whenever it was with the Jets last year during camp. Remember they showed him at the end shaking hands. Rodgers wanted to meet him. Yeah, he's a good voiceover guy. Bold predictions in the NFL. Are we buying these bold predictions to happen this season? Judy Batista, NFL.com. Chicago Bears, speaking of the devil.
That's a good tie-in, yeah.
They make the playoffs.
I don't see it.
I think they're good. I'll cash this one. I'll cash the Bears in the playoffs.
I think Caleb Williams is going to eventually be good. I don't think that he's coming anywhere close to C.J. Stroud's rookie year. I think he's going to struggle. I don't care how – he does have a lot of weapons to work with offensively, but I think that they are still figuring stuff out. I think they're going to fall short.
Chicago's the second-best team in that division.
Behind Detroit?
Yes.
I think it's possible.
Oh, I did not expect that reaction.
I think it's possible.
Green Bay's quarterback's terrible, though, right? Joel's like,
yeah, I'm not a Jordan Love guy yet. I'm telling you guys, I need to see more. People give propping him up too soon. So, but Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love, I think Jordan Love's better than Caleb Williams right now.
Yeah, I like the Bears roster. I think if Caleb Williams is solid, that's a playoff team. But I like the Packers, too. I do like Jordan Love. The New York Jets make the playoffs and lose in the divisional round.
I think that they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're a scarier team than the divisional round if everybody stays healthy.
I don't see a conference championship for them. But I see divisional round. Here's a bold take. I don't know if I actually believe this because I need to see the schedule and I haven't done that yet. I'll hedge a bit. This will be a soft take from Branham. I believe the Jets will contend for the AFC East.
I think they're in it, too. I really do. I mean, look, I've seen enough of the guy. I can't stand him off the field, and I can't stand his ego and antics. But if Rodgers is healthy, no matter how old he is, they've surrounded him with so much. He is a pinpoint passer of the football, and their defense is damn good. I believe that they will – I think they're better than Miami defensively. I think that they can hang with them offensively. I definitely think they're going to be in the running for that division.
Saquon Barkley just misses getting 2,000 yards from scrimmage, but the Eagles return to the Super Bowl.
I would trash that. The first part,
trash.
The first part I don't believe in because of the fact that there's too many weapons to go around there. There's too many. As much as he's going to get his chances rushing the football and everything like that, I don't see him getting that much in the passing game with all the guys that they have to go to.
Yeah.
I think they have a very legitimate chance between them and San Francisco of going to the Super Bowl, but if I had to pick right now, I'd say San Francisco.
I'm going to trash. I don't think he gets 2,000 yards from scrimmage. I don't think they go to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't have him in my top two to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. I would have San Fran. I would have Detroit ahead of Philadelphia.
I got Philly above Detroit.
Cowboys lose the NFC East, but make an early playoff exit. Fire McCarthy and hire Belichick in 25.
I'll cash all of it.
I'm going to cash it just because I want to see all of it happen.
I think we know that Jerry could easily do that. We know that Jerry is enamored by big names. We know Jerry has done this with the Parcells of the world. He likes those kind of guys. And I can see him being done with McCarthy. I can see them make an early exit. And I don't think that they're going to win the division.
Yeah, this sounds fun, so cash it. Bengals go to the AFC Championship game.
See, with what we've just said about the teams that are going to contend and who's going to be in the mix, I don't see it. I don't see it. I think that they've lost some stuff defensively. They've lost players defensively. I think that Burrow is still struggling with coming back from the injury the way he's talked about it. I'm interested to see how everything comes together for them, but I think there are better teams. I think Baltimore and Houston are better. I don't see it.
I'd have Cincy like five. Yeah. I would have KC. I'd have Baltimore. I would have the Jets, and I would have the Texans ahead of Cincy.
Yep.
And there might even be another team that I'm not thinking of at the moment. Like, do you have Buffalo ahead of Cincy? I probably wouldn't.
I have Cincy above Buffalo.
I do, too. I'm anti-Josh Allen. I'd love Josh Allen for my fantasy football team. I'd hate him on my real, actual football team. Chiefs three-peat.
I'm going to cash it.
I'm going to trash it just because it's so stinking hard to do it.
Trash.
It sucks for every other team if you think that they can do it, but they could do it.
They definitely can. I just don't think that they're going to. Three in a row is difficult. Ask Tom Brady. Speaking of Brady, he stays retired and in the broadcast booth.
I'll cash that. I think that it's always nice to talk about it. We've seen guys that stay relevant by contemplating it, but I think he's got too cush of a life right now, and he's removed from it enough that I don't think he goes back.
I don't think he goes back. Now, if you put a timeline on the broadcast booth, though, I don't think he does the broadcast thing for all that long.
Like it.
I think he does it for like 3 to 5 years max, and then he's done.
I think it's less than that, Jeremy, because I think that when he realizes the different kind of scrutiny he'll face by criticizing players, he ain't
going to
like it.
He went on the roast.
Then after the roast, he started having all these different regrets and all these different things that he didn't like. He's not going to like it when he's going to catch a whole lot of heat for criticizing things.
But is he going to like making $45 million a year?
Sure he is, but he's made a boat ton of money in his career.
That said, I don't care how much money you made. It's still $45 million.
Yeah.
It's still $45 million. So I think he does it for the – I don't know the length of the deal.
I think
he does it for the length of the deal. I don't think he signs a second deal to do it. I think he does it for one contract and then he's out. Kirk Cousins keeps Michael Penix on the bench in Atlanta, but Russell Wilson gets benched for Justin Fields in Pittsburgh.
I will say I'll trash that because I think both things are going to happen. I think that Russell Wilson is going to be benched for Fields, and I believe that at a certain point, that whether it be injury or being benched, I think Cousins will find a way. Atlanta will find a way that Penix is going to play.
I'm going to trash it because I think Atlanta is going to be pretty good, and I think they'll be in the playoff race because they're in a poor division. So unless there's injury, obviously, I'll say Cousins keeps the job. Penix, I think, gets redshirted. And I also disagree with the other one. I don't think Fields is going to beat out Russell Wilson at any point.
Oh, not to beat out to start, but I think
I don't think he'll get benched for him.
I think they'll either be out of the playoffs or by midseason, if they struggle at all, I think that Fields will be the quarterback.
I think they're going to go 8-8-1 and be on the cusp of the playoffs. Yeah. Derrick Henry goes for 1,600 rushing yards with the Ravens.
Oh, no, I don't believe that at all.
That's so many rushing yards.
Yeah, regardless. With his age and the fact that he has taken a beating, I don't care how good that offensive scheme is for running backs. 1,600 just way too much.
Yeah, I'm out on that. And plus, I think they're going to try to, keep them healthy for the stretch drive. Like, they've had so much bad luck with running backs. I don't see them putting that kind of workload on Derrick Henry until, late in the year if they're in a race or in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to try to keep him pretty, healthy. And then the final one, Jim Harbaugh poses an immediate challenge to the Chiefs.
Oh, trash that.
Trash.
He's going to make them better because he's a more stable offense. Just a stable coach than what they've had. And they will be better, but they lost a lot, too, with the guys that they lost offensively. Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm going to trash this. I think they're going to take a little while before they get into any sort of contention. That team's going to be interesting in Harbaugh's return to the NFL. You know who's getting a big ding in fantasy for
Herbert?
Yeah. He's being drafted
you lost
so
Eckler,
low.
You lost Williams. You lost Keenan Allen.
Their top receiver is probably Ladd.
What's the kid they got from TCU that can't catch?
Quentin Johnston.
Johnston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're talking him up, but of course you're talking him up. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Bad Take Boulevard every Thursday, 4:30. The bad takes that you heard through the week. What belongs on Bad Take Boulevard this week? It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, another word from a good friend, Doc Linville. Doc Linville, he does a ton of stuff that you guys should be interested in. Whether you want to get your significant other a spa treatment, some Botox, some plastic surgery, he does all those things extremely well. He's great at what he does. He's the best in the business at taking care of hair loss or strengthening and saving the hair that you have. With both PRP and the fact that he does the Neograft procedure, he has ways to make sure you don't lose your hair and the hair that you still have gets stronger and is more visibly thicker than it was previously. He can do all that for you and explain it all to you with a free consultation, which you get because you listen to us. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com, sign up for an appointment. You can go in and get all the information on PRP. You can get all the information on the Neograft procedure, and it costs you absolutely nothing. If you're interested in doing those kind of things, you can get started right there. You can take your time and think about it. But if you're going to do it, I suggest highly that you do it with Doc Linville because he's the best. I did it with Doc Linville. I did the Neograft procedure. I did the PRP. Game changer, folks. The fact is, he takes hair from places that you're never going to lose it. So, genetically, you never lose the hair on the sides and the back of your head. And he puts it where you need it most. Maybe it's your hairline in front or the bald spot up on top and back. Regardless of where you put it, it's going to stay. It's going to grow. 95 to 99% of those follicles ain't going anywhere for the rest of your life. That's a game changer. Check them out today. Tell them I sent you by. Get that free consultation by going to 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
with the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
All right, what are the hottest on the bad takes of the week? 713-780-ESPN. Who belongs on the list of Bad Take Boulevard? This texter said anything that Joe George says belongs on Bad Take Boulevard? That's mean. I have a place for that. I have a place that will put that and talk about it on Monday or on Friday. We'll talk about Friday. It tomorrow. Yeah. This other texter, he says that Boulevard I heard, the Astros are bringing Jose Abreu back. Good call. Good call on that one. All right, worst takes of the week. The bench this... Oh, I'm not supposed to call him that. My bad. John and Lance this morning. No longer the bench. They say the Astros won't sign another meaningful free agent for a long time. Why? Here's what they had to say this morning.
Well, hold on. This is from a caller who makes
this... Caller.
This is a caller calling in and went all super hot take on why the Astros will never sign another meaningful free agent.
TLDR. There was a lot of words there.
I used to be one of the biggest Astro fans ever. Until they cheated. So this is just payback now, and I think it's going to happen. Tell me when one reputable free agent signs that is not controllable, I'll call in and apologize.
This is old.
Until that happens, the slide is on.
What do you mean by not controllable?
I've heard this.
What does that mean?
Meaning they have...
They must have played it again.
Go. Free agent could say, I can go anywhere I want to go. They're not coming to Houston. They're not.
Yeah.
At least not until probably this generation of players pretty much filters out. And that's probably what.
Well, why do you think... But hold on. Why do you think that, though?
Well Rudy? They just signed. I mean, Jose Abreu came here.
Great. That's a great example. And that's just feeding into my argument. This is the other thing. Don't say Josh Hader either. When you get a player that more than six teams are after in the free agent market,
like
when
Hader.
You get one of those, I'll call in and say,
Josh
I'm
Hader
sorry.
Was one of those
Josh
guys.
Josh Hader's one of those guys.
He's absolutely
Josh
one of those.
Hader, nobody wants. The bottom line on him was the word was out. He's a hack.
Oh my God.
I love that call. I feel like I've heard that before.
I think when you said that, I thought the same thing. I was like, you know what? Unless he called back again and he doubled down on it.
So it's not deja vu all over again?
No, I definitely heard him say, I heard him before because I remember John and Lance just going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, and I thought they went more in depth the first time giving examples of how guys have chosen to be here and players, you know, want to play here. But yeah, that sounded familiar.
Well, the whole thing was like an 8-minute conversation. I don't think they would have replayed an 8-minute conversation.
Oh, no,
I heard it on
he
the
probably
air
called
this
back
morning.
Maybe he called back.
Yeah, it must have been a new.
Because if they're not having success and because they're getting beat here, he probably kind of wanted to gloat a little bit.
He probably was. That's probably what it was. It was the same exact take, though. The same exact take.
Yep.
And don't say Hader. Why not? Why wouldn't you say Hader?
He claims was no one wanted Hader but the Astros.
No,
that was his claim.
No reputable free agent would sign with the Astros because the highest paid reliever in this free agent cycle signed with the Astros, and the highest paid first baseman in last year's free agent cycle signed with the Astros. Now, were they good deals? That's not really even debatable.
Not
it's debatable
even TBD,
for one guy.
It is definitely not looking good.
Not
but
for Abreu. Maybe
the
for
Rangers
Hader.
Wanted Hader. The Orioles wanted Hader. They were in on both of them were in on it.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, to the caller's defense, I don't think there were six teams that ever offered Hader a contract.
Not six,
I think there was
no.
Like three or four teams that, like, hey, what are you looking for? And like kept touch with them. I actually think the Astros were the only team that offered Hader a real deal for what it's worth.
Yeah, I don't know what Texas was offering, but they were supposed to be in for the long haul with him.
Also talking about the TV deal and how they didn't have any money to give free agents. Like, they didn't give them. I don't think they gave them a real deal. Hader was on with those. What's that? That AJ Pierzynski and Eric Kratz, that podcast.
Oh,
I don't know what the
name of it is. Isn't Wainwright a part of that sometimes?
I don't. I've never seen him on there, but probably because
okay.
He's like a Fox guy.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Is it Unintentional Talk or Intentional Talk? That might be it. But he was on there with them, and he's like, yeah, only like two or three teams gave me contracts. And he wouldn't say the teams, but I think they were like the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Giants?
I don't think he said the Giants.
They were looking to spend money.
I don't think he said the Giants. Here was another one from the bench, but it wasn't a caller. This time it was Lance Erline.
Did you like the Taylor Scott decision?
I mean, he's been okay.
He's been actually his ERA is good.
He's been okay. I didn't really have a problem with it.
I mean, but you're supposed to go from best to worst when you're in extra innings.
Some of your best, yeah. Unless you think we can't score, this is going to be a long one. That's what it felt like they were doing. Like, Yeah, this thing's probably going to
last forever. It's not going to be a long one when you bring in somebody who just walk, back, slap.
Well, you don't bring
it's not going to be that long at all.
If you think that's going to happen.
No.
Remember, that's the side of your 20-inning game or whatever where you couldn't score a run.
Yeah, that is true, but...
And you weren't showing any signs of, quote-unquote, scoring runs yesterday.
Wait, you guys said Taylor Scott's been a good pitcher this year.
He's been okay.
He's been really good. He's got a 1.63 ERA.
Yeah, why do we keep saying all right or okay? He's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Stop.
His name is Taylor Scott.
How come they didn't mention the Manfred man?
Yeah.
Like, that elevates scoring.
What does the site of the 18-inning game have to do with it?
Well, I think he's probably thinking because it's in Seattle. There's not going to be a whole lot of runs.
How does that factor?
I mean, I don't think it does.
It's just a train of thought. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor with an E. I kind of think it's a bad take to say that he shouldn't have been pitching, quite honestly. Like, who would have been in that spot? It's pretty much him or Rafael Montero. Presley wasn't available. You used Abreu, you used Hader. Like, it's Scott, Seth Martinez, Rafael Montero. Like, pick a name out of a hat.
I mean, I guess to John's point, if you're going best to worst when you hit to extra innings, then you would expect what you're looking for Presley to pitch 2 days in a row?
Yeah, and if you're talking best to worst...
I mean Presley's better than Montero, right? Chart.
Scott or Montero?
Scott's better than numbers wise. Scott's better than Montero this year.
I mean, numbers wise, he's probably leading your bullpen.
That's what I'm saying.
And ERA. Yeah, that was a weird conversation there that they had on the bench. Joe West, who I can't stand. I don't like Joe West more than I don't like Angel Hernandez, quite frankly. Joe West talking about Angel Hernandez and came to bat for his former umpire.
He's a family man, and I think y'all gave him a raw deal. And I will tell you this. He retired this week, and he put out a statement. And his statement was that he enjoyed what he did for all these years, and whether you want to believe it or not, he was good at it.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, he missed this pitch or he missed that pitch, but you can do that with anybody. And I told him when I first started working with him, I said, you got three responsibilities. Your first responsibility is to the game of baseball. And that don't mean the commissioner's office. It means the game itself. Your second responsibility is to your profession.
That's
and that
same
might
thing.
Not mean the union, but to your profession of umpire. And your third responsibility is do what you know in your heart is morally honest and correct. And you know what? He's done that better than anybody I ever worked with. Now, does he make mistakes? Yeah. Do we all make mistakes? Yeah, I get that.
I love how Joe West is the moral compass. Like, he's the guy that everybody goes to for sage wisdom, that Joe West. Yeah, I don't like Joe West. I'd rather have Angel Hernandez umpiring one of my games than Joe West. And here's why I don't like Joe West. The Boston Red Sox series when Mookie Betts leaped into the stands. Mookie Betts was spearing Houston Astro fans in the right field seats, and they called fan interference. It can't be fan interference unless the fan comes onto the field of play or reaches over the field of play. The fans are sitting there beyond the fence, and Joe West is in shallow right field. Oh, yeah, that's fan interference. No, it wasn't. And then he goes and talks to the replay people. He goes, you guys got to confirm this. You got to confirm this. Joe West is a hack. And you're wrong about Angel Hernandez, but here is one thing I will defend Angel Hernandez with. Angel Hernandez could umpire laps around you, Joe West.
I understand the personal angst with Joe West with you, but I can't think of anybody that I think is worse. Joe West had a whole lot of Joey Crawford in him, that he had his ego front and center on everything, and he tried to make it about him. But I never see him miss the kind of calls consistently.
I just
that
told
I've seen.
You one.
That's one. I've seen Angel Hernandez do so much worse on a consistent basis that I can't put anybody above him in terms of how bad he has been. I think it was yesterday was the anniversary of when Steve McMichael sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley, and instead of singing it, he said, and I'm going to have a talk with that home plate umpire at the end of the game how bad he's been. And Angel Hernandez turned and was staring up and had him thrown out of the press box.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being a little bit silly, but I really do despise Joe West for that singular call. He used to be have a country band, too.
Was that right?
He would go on the radio as an umpire. Like Joe West is sitting here saying, be good for the game, do what's good for the profession, and he's going on the radio as a Major League Baseball umpire.
He's contradicting himself.
The ones that always get me is when Baggy would tell you the stories about when he was in the batter's box and he would just start popping off to players and cutting them down. I'm like, that's not your job as an umpire to basically tell you, hey, you know, you got to get some more skins on the wall and you got to do this and you got to do that. Just if it's call it with your integrity and your heart, just call the right call.
The Bagwell says good things about West. He says like he was very personal and blah, 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 blah. Two more. We won't play the audio on this one, but there was a guy who had a suspended license and he zoomed into his court date while he was driving.
Jeez.
The judge is sitting there shaking his head like in disbelief of what he is seeing, and he makes the guy like come to a stop, and he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to turn yourself in for felony of blah 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 blah, blah driving with a suspended license. And you see the driver, like, who has a suspended license, he has like this look of fear, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to jail. What are you doing, dude? You have a suspended license and you're zooming into a court date with the judge while you're driving.
Yeah, that's
an all-timer.
It really is.
It's an all-timer.
Is he from Florida?
I don't think so.
It seems like he would have to be. That seems like a Florida story.
I didn't catch the state. He might have been from Florida. I would guess that he wasn't from Florida, but just an all-time bad one. And then Jorge Lopez yesterday got ejected from a game with the Mets, former Met. And then afterwards, this is why you should have a translator, by the way. I admire the English as a second language guys that try to speak the English. But sometimes the media members aren't going to be very protective with you, especially if you're New York media. And they have Jorge Lopez saying that I'm a bad teammate. And they run with the story that he said that the New York Mets are a bad team, worst in Major League Baseball. And the Mets DFA'd Jorge Lopez. You know what else? You know what else matters here? I heard this from Boomer on Boomer's show. I saw it go viral on Twitter. Jorge Lopez is a kid right now that's in line for like a... some sort of transplant. Like, he's got like a bunch of stuff going on at home too.
I know he threw his glove in the stands, but then they actually, what they tried to go back and get him to clarify the quote to say that he was being a bad teammate instead of he was on a bad team.
Yeah. But he said he was a bad teammate. Yeah. They ran with the fact that he said he was a bad team, worst in baseball.
Right.
And
now
he got DFA'd by the Mets.
Yeah.
I want to pick up this guy. Jorge Lopez has been pretty good this year. He hasn't been great for the course of his career, but because I have sympathy in my heart, I want Jorge Lopez to be an Astro.
Make
it happen, Jeff Bagwell.
This was like the Tony Snell story, too, right? When if he's got the kid in that situation, you're pulling for the guy to get another job, and hopefully everything works out.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works in baseball. He's been in the bigs for 9 years. I don't know if he would get full-time insurance
there.
I have
saying,
no idea.
It's the same kind of thing. The kid's going through medical issues and stuff like that. I want to make sure that he gets treatment and his dad's got the money to pay for it and all that.
Yeah, I mean, he might have full-time benefits. I don't know how it works in baseball. But Boomer had a great point. He's like, put him on the IL. Put him on like mental health leave or whatever. Yeah, I felt bad for Jorge Lopez. He's got a 3.76 ERA this year. Now, he's been pretty bad in the course of his career, though. But hey, I mean, Astros need pitchers. You probably have two guys that are going to need Tommy John here pretty soon, right? We think. I don't know. All right, that's Bad Take Boulevard. Anything we missed, 713-780-ESPN. Will the Astros make the playoffs? Will the Astros make the playoffs in 2024? It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I have no idea if the Astros are going to make the playoffs, but I can promise you the next time that I drink, it's going to be Gentle Ben. Gentle Ben is the best. Gentle Ben is fantastic. And it all starts with the finest ingredients, classic, time-honored distilling methods. Gentle Ben uses their innovative process that removes the harshness that's found in most spirits. The result? Unparalleled smoothness and an enjoyable drinking experience. The best drinking experience. We have callers call into our show saying they try Gentle Ben and that it's the best, that it's fantastic, that I believe what you say now because I've tasted the Gentle Ben. You got to get your hands on this. You got to try it for yourself. And once you do, you're never going back. You get all the flavor, none of the burn. You'll love what's not in it, including no undesirable acids. There's no undesirable acids in Gentle Ben. These acids take the enjoyment out of your drinks. Gentle Ben gets rid of those. It gets rid of those undesirable acids so you can enjoy. You can't say that for all the others. Gentle Ben offers vodka, gin, straight bourbon whiskey, cash strength bourbon. All are fantastic. Look for Gentle Ben at the liquor store. Ask for it when you're out to eat or you're out to drink. Pick up a bottle today. Head to the Gentle Ben tasting room in Alvin. Fantastic spot to have a drink. And, of course, if it's Gentle Ben, it's very, very good. Also at Minute Maid Park, stop by Ben's Bar to the left of the Crawford boxes right when you walk in at Minute Maid Park and get some Gentle Ben with your baseball. Order online as well, gentleben.com. Learn the incredible story and order straight from the website. Have it delivered to your front door, gentleben.com. Gentle Ben, smoothest, honest.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Blind rank Honey Glazed Branham as a texture.
What scale? 1 to 10?
Yeah, he's somewhere. 1 being he's the best texture, 10 being he's the worst texture.
6.
Okay. He sent a text twice. You can't do that. You can't send text multiple times. We see the text. If it's not good enough for air, it's not good enough for air. Although that one, Honey Glazed Branham, we're actually going to use tomorrow at 5:45. So it was good enough for air, just not yet. We're holding it. We're sitting on it. I actually did like the text. Just don't send it twice. You're going to get banned, like the Twitchers. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Are the Astros going to make the playoffs? It's a simple question. Your truth, your feelings, your vibes. Will the Astros make the playoffs? 713-780-3776.
I firmly still believe they will. I still see too much talent on this roster. I see the fact that they're going to get better by getting guys back at some point. And I believe that it's fixable. So I've stayed this way before. I'm going to stay the course. I still believe they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that they will too.
Did you throw the towel in?
Yeah, but I'm very fickle. Okay. I'm in. I'm out. I'm hot. I'm cold. I'm Katy Perry.
Where was that from? Where I'm in? Oh, it's Katy Perry song. Thing? No, I'm in, and then I think I'm out, and then you drag me back in again. I think you we used it as in? A bump. Yeah, it's something from one of the mafia movies.
Yeah,
or
it's the big one. It's
Goodfellas.
No,
or the Godfather.
Okay. Yeah. We use it's the we use that a lot. That's what they did to me. That's what's going to happen today. If the Astros hold on to a victory, don't let Ryan Pressly anywhere near this game, I mean, we're going to feel kind of good where they at, right? Like, they're going to be 5.5 games back. It's going to be May 31st tomorrow. You're returning home after a 7-game road trip. Like, would you feel kind of good? I still think that the Astros are a good baseball team. And I do think that they're going – I think they are kind of gradually figuring it out, quite frankly. Now, Caratini, I think, is your better catcher. And some guys are cold right now. Like, Altuve is really feeling it right now. He needs to get it going. Pena's had a bad series. They've thrown him nothing but sliders. Jordan's had a good series, but he's still not hitting for power, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing that could cost them, though, are the injuries to the pitching staff. You know, we don't know about Javier. Jose Urquidy. Jose Urquidy. Quite frankly, the way that Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti have pitched the last few turns to the rotation, I'm not sure Jose Urquidy would have jumped those guys. They might have because he's a veteran, but with the way that Arrighetti has pitched and the way that Hunter Brown has pitched, would you just all of a sudden, if Urquidy was healthy, put him right back in the rotation over one of those two guys?
Yes.
Who?
So I'm taking – which one am I getting?
If Urquidy came back healthy, never got hurt, you're just going to put him in the rotation over Arrighetti and or Hunter Brown.
I trust him more than I do Arrighetti because of experience.
Yeah, right? Just Arrighetti's been so good lately.
Like, I know, but think about this now, because there's going to be more big time games. You're going to be leaning heavy on a guy. Last year, you leaned heavy on Urquidy down the stretch. If you're going to tell me he's going to be healthy, when you leaned on him down the stretch, the Arizona game, the game before that, I forget who the opponent was before that, when they definitely had to have a win and they got it. I just believe that even if in a very, very high leverage game, I think he would come through.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arrighetti Hunter Brown.
Hunter Brown, but I'm not going. I'd put him above Arrighetti.
Because, like, Arrighetti's been pretty stinking good lately. Urquidy.
Good today.
Like, Urquidy's the kind, like, you don't want a pitcher to get hurt ever. You never want a pitcher to get hurt. You need depth. You need, like, you need options. You need numbers, all of those things. If you were to lose a starting pitcher, kind of happy it's Jose Urquidy. Now, Christian Javier is probably a different
story. I don't
want
to lose Javier for sure, yeah.
Although he's pretty stinking bad last year.
And that's a different animal, but it just seems like he hasn't been right all year when we've seen his fastball fluctuate.
Or second half of last year.
Yeah, I think that maybe, unfortunately, it weighs even heavier because you signed him long-term, and but you got to get him right, and it seems like something's not right.
Yeah, that's what could hurt them more than anything is their starting rotation. Now, Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers, you hope you get them back. Lance McCullers been posting, you know, videos on Instagram mm-hmm. and, you know, all his beautiful hair. And Luis Garcia is throwing a simulated game this weekend. So, like, that's cool. That helps. You want to get Ryan Pressly back, blah, 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 blah. So I think that the Astros will make the playoffs too, quite frankly. Where are you at on this, Brian? Do you think that the Astros make the playoffs? 713-780-3776. In your plums, do you feel like the Astros are a playoff team? Will they make the playoffs?
No, I don't think
they're out.
No, I don't think they're going to make it. No, like, we did a I don't remember exactly how long ago. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago where we waved the white flag and read the eulogies on air for them. I haven't come back to that. I mean, this series has only strengthened my resolve in that. I mean, sure, maybe they're close. Maybe they'll get guys back. Maybe they're only losing games by a run here or run there. But there's just too many things they've shown us this year that gives me, like you led off the show with, it gives me no confidence that they can turn things around. They're not beating good teams. What was it, like 6-22 against teams above 500?
7-22, 9 outs away from that.
Well, right, no, game starts at 6:05, Jeremy. We don't know that yet. but, yeah, I just I haven't seen anything that gives me confidence that to make the leap to say they're still going to do it. I mean, the division sucks, and that helps your cause, but the Astros suck too right now. So I don't think they're going to make the playoffs at this point.
Keith from LA says I'm the best texter. I'll trash that.
I'm trashing that in a big time way.
I don't think he's the best texter.
He's the Utah Jazz of texter.
8533. You said at the beginning of the show the Astros didn't start till six. It's on right now, and they're winning. Oh, thanks. I didn't realize that. Thank you for that. 8533. You are the messenger of the news. You're Ron Burgundy. You're the deliverer of the news. 6030 says, big fat no. Crane gang will drag this out, and we won't trade anyone for anything. I think that is a fair concern, actually. We'll talk about that in a little bit. 8341, I think the Astros will eventually turn this thing around. Their pitching has got to come through. I know they're not a lot of runs, but, man, their pitching, it sucks. But I also think they're capable, though, offensively.
Okay, from the flip side of what we just witnessed on this road trip alone, especially in the Seattle series, the one thing that you can't really bitch about except for Ryan Pressly is the pitching's been pretty stinking good. The starting pitchers have been good. The majority of the bullpen has been good. It's not on the pitching. It's on the fact that the offense hasn't been able to do anything till today.
Well, that's why I wouldn't have kicked out a starter for Jose Urquidy.
Well, okay, but like I said, I gave my reasons why. I'm not even. I need to, from an experience standpoint, Urquidy's been there, done that, and in big games, he stepped up. We've seen the progression of Arrigetti. I'm not sure that I want to do that yet.
713-780-ESPN-3209. What they do at the trade deadline will show you if they're a playoff team. I don't know if this team is really capable of making these huge trades. Like, their minor league system isn't fantastic. The couple of prospects they had, they probably want to hang on to because they don't have a whole lot of them. I don't see big splashes with this team. And if we're talking about adding to this roster, which, you know, we're still a month and a half away from even thinking about this, I think it's a decision you need to start talking about, like, first couple of weeks of July. And you're not talking about this in June from where the Astros are. What are you adding? I'm really not adding starting pitching because that's going to be super expensive. And if you stay healthy, I mean, what's that?
It depends on Javier's situation.
I don't think so.
At all?
No. Like, you have five guys. There's five guys in this rotation right now I'm good with. I'm good with Verlander. Fromber's a wild horse, but I'm good with him. Ronel Blanco has been unbelievable this year. Hunter Brown's trending up. Spencer Arrigetti's trending up. Luis Garcia. Now, you can't guarantee that a guy that's hurt is going to come back and be good. Same thing with Lance McCullers. And then there is attrition. Like, it's impossible that everybody's going to get through the rest of the season healthy. Hopefully, if they get hurt, it's minor. But I'm okay with the starting rotations at. Now, if you have another injury, now you're in some serious trouble.
Yeah, I just think in terms of guys that aren't just rotation guys, Javier gives you the potentially 3 to 4 really big-time go-to guys. I think the back end is still in question enough where I think they might consider it based on what happens with Javier.
See, I think it'd be – you're sorry. I don't know.
Because I'm under the assumption Urquidy's done. So if Urquidy's done, then to me, if you lose Javier too, as much as I've seen progress from Arrigetti, I think that because of this, the Crane gang's way of thinking is just so hell-bent on winning now that I think that they might look at another starting pitcher.
Yeah, I think that if they're adding, it's more middle relief. I think that they could add to the bench, like a middle infielder type, so Dubon could play a little bit more, like at first or in the outfield. It's not really a rumor. It was a Bleacher Report, like, hey, this trade makes sense, where the Astros would trade for Paul Goldschmidt and trade like Forrest Whitley and some other arm that's not really a big league arm, which intrigues me. If Paul Goldschmidt continues to like perform well, he got off to a terrible start. He was basically Jose Abreu in St. Louis, but he started to hit well. He was good last year. He's more expensive than Abreu. I would be interested in something like that if they're taking on the contract of Jose Abreu, but the Astros would also have to pay off almost all, if not all, of his salary next year, too. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Will the Astros make the playoffs? And if you're of the belief that no, like we're talking trade deadline, stuff like that, here's a concern that I do have. I don't trust these guys to do a rebuild right. I don't trust these guys that they would even rebuild. 713-780-ESPN and why Joe Espada's postgame press conference yesterday annoyed me. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.